Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back. This is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. Reminder, coming the next 3 days from Big Iron out at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds in West Fargo, broadcasting from the Legacy Seeds booth. And you might want to take a look at corn or soybeans from them for 2023 because, holy mackerel, we got a bullish surprise from USDA this morning. Bill Moore, the Price Futures Group, joins us a day early this week. Bill, what number surprised you the most, or were you surprised?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, the government, they always throw a little curveball at you. And I learned a long time ago, never try to outguess some of these reports. You'll come out a loser. And that's going back to the 70s. And today, indeed, the curveball was the soybean production. The beans have been the bearish component of the grain complex ever since the Pro Farmer Tour that came out with 7 bushel under an acre under the government's estimate at 168, but right on line with the bean estimate. So they tanked the beans on that, and they've been under pressure ever since. But lo and behold, the USDA, the September report, had a different idea. And instead of the yield going up, they dropped the yield down from August from 51.9. down to 50.5, a bushel and a half. That's a lot. And that brings the total bean production down to 43.78. That's 4.378 billion bushel. That's all of a sudden we're under last year. You know, pretty amazing. So crop is, that's how it is. And, you know, the corn we already knew was going to be under last year. And the corn numbers came out pretty much as they expected. The yield in corn, 172.5, pretty much what they were looking for. But they did bring the production down under 4 billion bushel down to 14 million bushel, 13.944 billion bushel. Last year we had 15.15. So that's why the market's up, why corn's nearly at $8. When you come in with stocks and 5-6 year lows, and then you have a billion bushel less crop, that's not going to get the job done. And that's why... Yeah, you got soy's up 70 cents right now and the corn up 11. The bullish surprise was the, versus soy's. So the heat's taking its toll more than people thought. And the first came out in the Pro Farmer Tour, but they kind of thought the beans were okay. But now the government's saying, wait, not so fast. The beans are down there too. Bushel and a half under what, they were in September. The one, irregularity, anomaly of this report would be wheat. I mean, what you got beans up 70, you got corn up 11. What's wheat doing down 7? Well, I did a little digging, and what happened is even though the stocks in wheat, the new crop were 610, that's million bushel, 610 million bushel versus 622 was the average. What they did is they jacked up the Russian wheat production, 3 million tons, and they jacked up the Ukraine wheat production a million tons, and that gave you a negative situation in wheat. That's why the wheat's down 7, and where everything else is sharply higher. So that's pretty much the report. They're always they always throw a curve in there, and they did indeed today with the soys. Other than that, and this is the first field survey of a USDA report, so that's something to keep in mind. China's on holiday today, so they're not going to react to this till tomorrow. The other factors to look at are still the grain quarter, what's going to happen there. You know, Ukraine saw all of a sudden making military gains on Russia. So I don't know if Russia is too hot about this grain quarter helping the situation anyway at all. It's almost like they're losing right now down there, not losing overall, but they've had some setbacks. So this grain quarter deal is still up in the air, and I still think it's going to be come out a lesser situation and bullish for the grains. Putin is meeting with the Turkish president supposedly today to try to iron things out. But it may be after the deal expires in November, that's going to be the end of it. We'll find out. The other thing to look at would be the outside markets. Outside markets are pretty positive for grains today. Always nice to see the dollar, which has been on a 20-year high, all of a sudden is down to 88 today. In the stock market up 200 at up week last week for the first time in 3 weeks, and the crude oil up a buck and a half. So we're getting some help from that. And, you know, the grain fundamentals are friendly because you got two crops that are under corn well under last year and beans a little under last year, and we needed to go the other way. But the issue, the flying ointment in the grains is the headwinds from the macro markets, namely the dollar's on a 20-year high. That's never a good thing for grains. And the second thing is all economies, not just the U.S., but everywhere around the world, they're jacking up interest rates to fight this record high inflation. That's kind of casts a murky a shadow over the export potential. And that's a headwind that the grains will fight for a while. Plus, you've got harvest coming up as well. For the time being, the market's pretty sanguine today, particularly in the case of soys and beans, particularly soys, with the yield coming way down from last month.
For sure. Yeah, a bullish surprise in the soybeans. But even in the corn, down almost 3 bushels on a national number, that's pretty significant, down 1.7%. One, I see the drought really hit Texas. Their average goes from 120 to 104. North Dakota, 145 to 141. But South Dakota went from 147 to 138 in the average bushel per acre for corn. So that's down 6%. That's a huge hit. And I think, yeah, there's going to be less corn, maybe ethanol will, you know, gobble up a bit of the ending stocks of corn there. Increase the price of gasoline is coming down. Maybe even with recession fears increased. I mean, people are still driving out there, aren't they, Bill?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's, and keep in mind now, the poor farmers, people saying, well, that's a nutso, that bizarro number, 168, but maybe not. Small crops maybe getting smaller. By the time we get into harvest and off, there are any issues with harvest. Maybe you got something under 170 in corn, the Katie bar of the door, if that happens, but it sure could. So, again, it just the fundamentals to me are pretty solid. I've been saying that all along, and this report kind of corroborates that. The only fly in the ointment, again, is the macro forces, and, you know, they're supposed to raise the interest rates another 0.75% this month in late September. And, you know, Jerome Powell, at the conference in Jackson Hole a couple of weeks ago, was very hawkish. So, that's, again, the only fly in the ointment. But fundamentally, we're hitting on all cylinders right now in the grains. Could use a little more export demand, but really good news on the soy market today.
For sure. All right. On the livestock side, we've got cattle up, feeder cattle down, hogs down. What's happening there?
Yeah, you know, the hog market's relinquished the leadership. It's had a big drop. The numbers were too much for the market. Lost a lot of demand from China that it had previous, and the result is a pretty good plummet in the hogs. Hog markets dropped $11 or $12 since the middle of August. And since that drop, the markets is just really consolidating back and forth. So it's dropped and it's consolidating. I don't know, maybe they'll continue doing that, but it's demand issue, mostly the export demand. Meanwhile, the cattle market has taken up the slack, and it new upside leader. You look at the Chardock cattle, just like the hogs have come down, the cattle market is firmed up. And even today, we're looking at the cattle market. It's only $2 off the contract highs made back in mid-April. So I just think the spread got too out of whack. And a guy going in the supermarket now, he's got a little more money in his pocket anyway with the gas coming down. And he sees that the steak isn't too much more than a pork chop. And he says, what the heck? I'm going for the steak. Yeah. So I think there's good demand that way as well. And that's kind of sprucing the cattle up here, the new upside leader here in the last couple of weeks.
Okay. Bill Moore, Price Futures Group, as always, great info. And how do producers get a hold of you to talk marketing?
630-947-5176. WMoore@PriceGroup.com. Center for my newsletter, Agmaster, or www.pricegroup.com, the company website. Check out the bio on myself. I've been at it since the 70s and love to talk to you.
And we sure appreciate visiting with you weekly. Bill, have a good rest of the week, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay, Mick, always a pleasure. You take care, young man.
I will, and you the same. Thank you.
All right, bye now.
Bye. All right, hey, let's take a break, come back, and head out west, young man. Jim Sabby, Pipers, will join us right after the break on Farm Talk in the North Dakota Corn Council studio.